like to say a few words about the Madagascan songs for those of you who may be unfamiliar with them. In 1926, shortly after Ravel became acquainted with the works of the poet Évariste Harmi, he was commissioned to write a song cycle for which the accompaniment should be flute, cello, and piano. He was fascinated by the poems of Parny. They were full of exotic charm, since Parny was a native of the island of Réunion. And so he set about to write the requested accompaniment to three of these Madagascan songs or poems. He wanted to create a new dramatic element, which he called the erotic voice, and which is brought out by the very subject of the poems. He also wanted it to be a sort of quartet with the voice as the principal instrument and the other instruments providing the interpretive details. For example, in the first song, the piano almost becomes Nahandova rushing through the forest, and the flute creates the squawks and the sounds of the tropical birds. Now, the second song created quite a scandal at its first performance in 1927 because of its premature anti-colonialism. Of course, Parny was probably describing the raidings of Madagascar by the European pirates in his lifetime, which was the middle of the 18th century to 1814. And he had no foreknowledge of the later French colonial period. Again, the instruments bring out the sounds of battle as the poet describes the treachery of the whites and the building of their fortresses and sounds of cannon and so forth. The last song is just charming simplicity itself, and we hear the poet describing how beautiful it is to repose in the lush forests at evening with the women dancing and amusing him. And unfortunately, we have to come back to the mundane necessities of life, as always, and he ends that beautiful romantic poem with the sentence, "Allez, et préparez le repas." Go and prepare the meal.
Thank you.